Good morning. My name is Carolina, and I will be your conference operator. This is the Docu Formas Liquid Capital conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. There will be a question-and-answer session after the speaker's opening remarks after the end of the call, and instructions will be given at that time. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Melanie Carpenter with iAdvise. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Docu Formas' first quarter 2018 earnings conference call. Joining us today from Mexico City are the Chairman and CEO of Docu Formas, Mr. Adam Viactor, Mr. Eduardo Limon, who is the Investor Relations Officer, and Mr. Ramon Barrera, the Investor Relations Manager. They're going to be discussing the company's performance as per the earnings release that was issued yesterday after the close. If you didn't receive the report or you need any assistance, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Please note this call is for investors and analysts only. Questions from the media won't be taken on this call. Any forward-looking statements made during the call are based on information that's currently available, so please refer to the disclaimer in the earnings release for guidance on that matter. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Adam Viactor, the CEO of the company, for his presentation. So please go ahead, Adam.
Well, thank you, Melanie, and good morning to everybody. We appreciate your participation today in this conference to discuss how we did in the first 3 months of the year and what we can expect from the company for the rest of the year. Actually, 2018 started off on a very positive note for Docu Formas. We surpassed our targets in most performance metrics, and most indicative lines were our top and bottom line. Total revenues, we're pleased to say that were increased by almost 70% on a year-over-year basis, and we reached 354 million pesos in the quarter. And net income was up more than threefold for the same period versus the prior year, and we had a net income of about 116 million pesos. The good news on the net income side was largely due to FX gains from the peso appreciation, but this was also excluding the FX gain, which is about just over 100 million pesos. We reported a net income of 10 million pesos, which is about 25% over our net income plan. So this strong performance in the first quarter of the year reflects the capital deployment stage of our bond issue at the end of last year. As we've been stating on previous calls and since the roadshow, there is a large untapped and underserved market with a lot of growth potential that Docu Formas operates in and is poised to keep capturing. So now that we have the capital, we see that we can grow our portfolio both through attending our current customers and bringing on board new customers. And we expect to reach a total of about 20% growth on a year-over-year basis. In fact, our business is very positive in times of stability, but also we can benefit from the volatility which we expect to see in the markets in 2018. As you know, Docu Formas offers a very attractive financing alternative to SMEs. And when banks and larger financial institutions undergo periods of contraction, that represents an opportunity for Docu Formas, as we have greater inroads with the customers that require financing. Just turning over to the portfolio grew over 29% on a year-over-year basis, and we reached a portfolio of 4.9 billion pesos, that's almost 5 billion pesos. The leasing portfolio grew 22% on a year-over-year basis to 3.8 billion pesos. Credit and factoring was up 68% to 1.1 billion pesos on a year-over-year basis. And we experienced a slowdown in the services and renting portfolio, which was down 23% on a year-over-year basis. As you know, we reported in the last quarterly call. Our interest expenses increased substantially basically because of increase in local interest rates and also because of the expense of the bond issue that we had. So we're compensating the negative effects of the increase in interest expense with a very tight control of SG&A expenses. So this helped to mitigate the negative effect in gross margins and brought in line operating margins with historical norms. The macroeconomic environment improved in Mexico in the first quarter of 2018, basically because the NAFTA negotiations took a positive turn, and also because of the Mexico's sovereign debt rating, which went from negative outlook to stable. This was offset somewhat by the central bank interest rate increase, which suffered an increase, our base rate suffered an increase of 25 basis points in the first quarter of 2018. So how do we see things going forward? I think we see right now in the second quarter a lot more market volatility in Mexico because of the NAFTA negotiations, there's a little bit of uncertainty about the NAFTA negotiations and what their outcome will be. We're expecting to see some news on the NAFTA negotiations between today and tomorrow because, as you know, probably know, today is a key date for approval or not. If nothing's approved today, then it probably goes on to the negotiations will carry on into the summer and the fall. And also the presidential elections, which are coming up for July the 1st. In anticipation of the volatility, as you probably know, we mentioned in the first quarter call, we fully hedged our currency exposure from the bond, both on principal and interest. So we're really comfortable in terms of facing the upcoming volatility in the next few months. Another item that we've talked about since the roadshow and in previous calls is the potential sale of an interest of the shares of Docuformas to the Abraj Group and to another fund called the Alta Growth Group. That was signed, the agreements have been signed, and we're now in the process of waiting for regulatory approvals for to be able to close. So we think we're going to be able to close that transaction in June, and by the second quarter call, I think we can report that the transaction was closed and the additional capital injections came into the company. So we're very positive about that too. So overall, we think the results of the first 3 months were very positive. We're very confident about our ability to deploy our capital in a very profitable manner going forward and take the Docuformas to its next stage of growth. I think, as we've said before, we have the right team to do that. And also, we feel the potential market is still there, and the needs are still there, from our customers. So with that, I would conclude my remarks, and I'll turn it over to Ramón Barrera, who will give you more detail on the first quarter financials.
Thank you very much, Adam, and good day to everybody. As we continue to strengthen our operations and grow thanks to the proper use of the resources obtained from the bond, in first quarter 18, our income levels remain strong, totaling revenues at $354 million. This represents a double-digit growth of around 69% compared to the same period last year, mostly derived from equipment financing and operating leases. Cost of sales significantly increased year over year, once again due to higher interest rates, higher revenues, and higher financial expenses derived from the issuance of the senior notes. Despite these increases, gross profit grew 11% year over year. Overall, in first quarter 18, the company tripled its net income to $116 million, thanks to the upbeat performance in revenues and benefits obtained from the positive fluctuations of the Mexican peso against the U.S. dollar. As Adam mentioned earlier, by mid-January, we fully hedged our senior notes and coupons for the entire life of the issue at an average exchange rate of 19.1 pesos per US dollar. Our portfolio, totaling around 4.9 billion, continues to be mostly compromised by leases, representing around 76%, followed by our credit and factory line, which represents 22%. Our real estate portion remains strong at 516 million, up 25% versus the same period last year, thanks to the ongoing investments in these types of assets. Our portfolio for the next 4 years equals 4.5 billion, and its runoff compares favorably to the company's total financial debt amortization, which amounts to 919 million. The portfolio composition and the debt amortization shows a comfortable coverage. The leasing portfolio grew 22%, while credit and factoring increased 68% year over year, mostly due to the performance of our cash financing business line. Our service portfolio, mostly compromised by renting, as I mentioned earlier, decreased 23% from 94 to 73 million pesos. Now moving on to the company's balance sheet, our assets totaled 6.1 billion pesos, up 1.7 billion versus the same period last year, mainly derived by an increase in accounts receivable and the remainder of the proceeds from the bond. Total liabilities increased 46%, of which long-term liabilities more than doubled, mainly due to the issuance of the notes. And on the other hand, short-term liabilities decreased 871 million or 45% due to the prepayment of most of our debt. The company maintained a solid financial position, reflected in a 14% increase of stockholders' equity from 682 million in first quarter 17 to 718 million in first quarter 18. Additionally, our team's efforts to prevent credit defaults, backed by the Coforma's efficient collection process and risk management team, helped us keep NPL level flat at 5.8%, of which 58% are covered by the company's reserves. Our leverage ratios as of March 31st reported an annualized return on average assets of around 8% and a return on average equity of 58%. These figures include benefits from FX gains mentioned earlier. I think this completes my remarks. Thank you very much for your attention. I'm now going to turn the call back to the operator for the Q&A.
And to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. You may remove yourself from the queue at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, that's star and one to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to allow questions to queue. And as a reminder, it is star and one to ask a question. And your first question comes from Adrian Garcia with Invesco. Your line is open.
Hello, Adam and Ramon. Thank you very much for the call. My question, I'm looking at the portfolio, and I see a significant growth in the credit and factoring, 68%. I am curious as to what sectors are driving that. What do you see in the economy, the sectors that are experiencing that growth, and if you have relaxed a little bit the origination standards for that origination. And related to this, your portfolio seems to be growing at a healthy pace. I'm curious how much cash do you have left, and will you need any additional cash to continue to grow, at least for the remaining of 2018?
Just a second, Adrian, please.
Hello?
Yeah, so Adrian, I can take that question. The origination was pretty healthy overall. In terms of the specific line that you referred to, we're a little bit above plan in that line, but I think we're going to be in on plan for the full year. So as you know, that helped origination and helped the total revenue and the net income line. In terms of equipment we finance, we'd have to get back to you on that, but there was some industrial equipment, injection molding equipment, as I remember, we financed. Nothing really different from what we finance on an everyday basis. In terms of cash on hand, at the end of the quarter, we had about $50 million cash on hand, which we think we can deploy within the next couple of quarters. And we certainly think that by the third quarter, we will need some extra cash if the origination goes according to plan.
And as a follow-up, how do you think you would finance that? Would you be able to finance locally? What is the expectation for you to finance that in Q3?
We're looking at a lot of options. We're looking at local finance. We're looking at some cross-border finance. And certainly, if there's an appetite in the in the market, we're looking. We've looked to see if we can do a follow-on issue of this of the bond that we issued in last October.
Okay. Would you, and related to the funding, will you be receiving any additional cash as part of the sale to Alta and Abraj?
Yeah, what's contemplated is $24 million net new investment, which should come in, with the transaction that I mentioned, that should come in by June. So that would be additional equity. That would help the leverage ratio and other ratios that we have right now. It would also help in terms of cash. But I could see us going back requesting another 50 to 75, maybe to 100 million for future growth.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam.
And it is star and one to ask a question. And there are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the program back to Mr. Weactor for any closing remarks.
Okay, so I think we summarized that up in the call. We're very optimistic about our growth going forward, looking for growth in the 20% range. We're looking to reach our plan for this year, despite the probable volatility that we'll be experiencing over the next few months because of NAFTA and because of the upcoming elections. But we're still very optimistic. I think everything's in place for us to have a good year. So again, I thank you all for joining the conference, and we look forward to speaking with you at the next quarterly conference or in between. If you have any specific questions, you can contact Eduardo Limón or Ramón Borrera. Thanks, everybody, and good afternoon.